Thank you, Sarah. We end our news stories with reports of badgers being killed for online kicks. Multi-million pound plans revealed to revamp a notorious roundabout and where to go to spruce up your festive spirit.
Shocking reports of masked gangs using dogs to hunt down and kill badgers have been linked to a sickening social media craze. Some gangs even live stream their thuggery and encourage viewers to bet on the fate of the terrified badger. Kevin Murphy of Norfolk Wildlife Rescue confirmed attacks had happened in Norwich. He said, TikTok is the latest thing which allows these sick individuals to boost their own ego. It's a sick fascination. They're sick people with nothing better to do. The badger obviously fights back, so no one comes off well. They keep setting them on it until they kill it. He said witnessing the individuals torture the badger was the most harrowing thing he'd ever seen, and added, social media needs to do more to crack down, and people need to be more aware. If they see suspicious activity near a set, they should call the cops. A Norfolk Police spokeswoman was unable to confirm how many incidents of badger baiting had taken place, as all the incidents were simply classified as wildlife crime.
A popular Norwich band is set to bring their popular Kids Pop Party to the festive season for city families. The new Christmas live music spectacular comes to St Andrew's Hall this December and includes a Santa's Grotto. Kids Pop Party was born out of the pandemic when Joe Ringer's band and international circus artists Pip and Vicky Randall lost all the work they had booked for the year. Joe Ringer, 38, said, it was really difficult time for everyone in the country, but our industries were hit particularly hard. We went from one full year of events and gigs to nothing in just a matter of weeks. We also missed out on all the government funding, which meant we were forced to think outside the box for ways to survive. This is how Kids Pop Party came to be, a hybrid of live music, dance and circus. Joe said, we want to create a truly unique and affordable experience for the families of Norwich, and especially the children who have been stuck inside for 6 months. Something that everyone from 2 to 102 can enjoy. The show opened in 2020 and was an immediate success, selling out and receiving rave reviews from the almost 2,000 audience members. The success led to the creation of the company Joe Ringer Events, with its newest creation, the brand new Xmas Pop Party at St Andrew's Hall. The show opens on Thursday, December 22nd, and runs from 3 days until Christmas Eve, with the 80-minute shows starting at various times between 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. Tickets are £13, and there will be a fully licensed bar and snack station. Santa's Grotto tickets are available at £7 per child, including a gift. Visit kidspopparty.com for detail.
A drag queen whose children's storytime show at a Norfolk library was targeted by protesters has been forced to move out of his house because of the abuse he received, a senior councillor has said. Mike Stonard, a Labour cabinet member at City Hall, described the ordeal experienced by Joseph Ballard, who performs as Auntie Titania, in the wake of the controversy over the event at the Forum in August. Let's be clear about what happened to him. The hate was very real. His home address was published online. He received abuse and threats. He was followed, Mr. Stonard said. He was abused for his acts, ethics and cause. He was abused for his sexual orientation. He had to move out of his home. He had to change his daily routine. That's what happened in Norwich in 2022. And what had he done? Mr. Stonard, who was speaking at a council meeting to introduce a motion calling for more drag storytime events, defended the performances. He said, when the library started putting on story time with Auntie Titania, why would anyone raise an eyebrow? It was such a benign purpose. It was an opportunity to come together and tell stories for reading amongst the youngsters while exploring acceptance.
long-awaited plans for a £4.4 million revamp of one of Norwich's most notorious roundabouts have been revealed. For years, campaigners have been calling for the Heartsease roundabout to be made safer, and Norfolk County Council has unveiled the proposals. The roundabout is one of the trickiest for drivers to negotiate, and it is difficult for pedestrians to cross at the busy junctions where Plumstead Road intersects with St William's Way, Heartsease Lane and Harvey Lane. Proposed changes include the road layout on both the roundabout and its approaches will be turned into single lanes, new zebra crossings on all arms of the roundabout, including one to replace an existing signal crossing on the northern end of Harvey Lane, new shared-use paths for cyclists and pedestrians around all arms of the roundabout, with other new footpaths and cycleways, more double yellow lines on St William's Way and Plumstead Road East. Norfolk County Council and the Transport for Norwich Partnership plan to use a slice of the £32 million Government Transforming Cities money to make changes to the roundabout. Over the past decade, almost 70% of the recorded crashes at the roundabout in which people have suffered injuries involve cyclists or pedestrians. Public consultation has been launched at the www.norfolk.gov.uk/Heartsease Roundabout and will run until January the 3rd.
Rail passengers hoping to travel between Norfolk and London will face major disruption this Christmas. No trains will run in or out of London Liverpool Street station from the end of service on Christmas Eve until January the 3rd. Greater Anglia will also cease all services on Christmas Day and Boxing Day. This means New Year's Eve revellers heading to the capital will face longer journey times due to switching to rail replacement buses. Ellie Burrows, Network Rail's route director for Anglia, said the planned works were critical for upgrading and maintaining the railway ahead of the year. She added, "I hope passengers can understand the need for the upgrades, and I'd like to reassure them we'll be getting a huge amount done while the trains aren't running." The Liverpool Street work will affect Greater Anglia mainline services from December the 27th to January the 2nd.
Christmas has officially begun at a city centre church with the arrival of 30 decorated trees for its annual festival. The aisles of St Peter Mancroft Church and Hay Hill have been twinkling with fairy lights after St Edmund's Rotary Club's annual Christmas tree festival began. Now, in its eighth year, the festival aims to bring communities across the city together, with charities, businesses and schools all decorating their own trees based on a variety of themes. Club President Sarah Barron said she was glad to see a range of old and new faces taking part in the event. "There are charities from all aspects of life on the trees, from care homes to Time Norfolk, the bereavement charity. This year, all of our donations will go to Ukrainian refugees and the Salvation Army, who are doing this instead of their toys and tins. One new addition to the 2022 festival is a Ukrainian tree, which has been decorated by refugees living in the city, who spent their weeks hand-making their decorations. Those looking to get in the festive spirit and visit the exhibition can take a look for free between 10 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. from now until Tuesday, December the 6th.
Party people heading out in the fine city this Christmas have been named among the most glamorous in the UK. A survey by events company Fabulous Beyond Productions said that fabulous and festive partiers in Norwich came fifth in the country. And that's because people in Norwich supposedly take a total of 10 hours to get ready for their festive knees up. They were scored on factors including nails, eyeshadow and outfits, and came in just behind Durham, which got a perfect score in every category. And vintage and charity shops across the city are keen to help people look fabulous on a budget. Many outlets have even designer and well-made items for a couple of pounds each. And with money a bit tighter for shoppers than in previous years, staff have picked out their most festive clobber at a fraction of high street prices. At Age UK in London Street, staff put a fabulous festive party outfit together for less than £20.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. A gentle reminder that when you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. Don't worry about quickly getting return to your sticks to us, as the postal strikes have meant you are getting your wallet a little late. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. If there is no reply, do leave us a message and we will return your call. We hope you have enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who have made up the production team. The editor was Sarah Lusher, and your sound recordist was Simon Pitt. So from me, Marianne Penn, goodbye.
And from me, John Francis, goodbye.